This month, we're running a series called Believers, featuring conversations with people of faith in challenging situations. In this installment, KUER's Lee Hale talks with Reverend Tom Goldsmith, senior minister at the First Unitarian Church in Salt Lake City.
Goldsmith's church has been in the news recently for housing a young Honduran mother, Vicky Chavez, who is facing deportation. And we'll get to that. But first, I want to know what Unitarians believe.
We have absolutely no corner on the truth market. So we have no idea what happens, or at least we're not going to speculate. We don't have the blueprint of a heaven or an afterlife.
There are no dogmas or doctrines. Goldsmith says Unitarian belief hangs on two principles: understanding that all people are connected and respecting the inherent worth and dignity of the individual. He says a lot of his congregants found Unitarianism as they were leaving other faith practices. But Goldsmith was born into it and has been preaching for over 40 years.
You know, a lot of people, I imagine, part of what draws them to church on Sunday or whenever they attend is a fear, a little bit, a fear of what's going to happen to them after this life. So how do you get people in the seats if they're not afraid?
Maybe that's why our numbers are not as high as some of the other denominations. We have no guilt, and we don't make people fearful. We get together in order to really learn more about how we can live life in a higher moral standard. What are we called upon to do? What are some of the theological justifications for getting involved in social justice issues the way we have?
Including the decision to become a sanctuary and house people facing deportation. Goldsmith says that was decided about 10 years ago when he and his congregation studied the matter. For a year, they looked at what it meant to be a sanctuary. What are the risks? What are the legal concerns?
We then had a congregational meeting, which we always hold in the month of May. And by that time, after having fully explored it and having been enriched by our focus groups and guest speakers who have addressed the congregation, the members of the church voted unanimously to become a sanctuary church.
And this is the first instance where that has become a reality?
This is the first time it has become a reality, yeah. And I'm proud to say that it's the first church in Salt Lake City that has done this.
At the end of January, Vicky Chavez, a mother of a six-year-old and a six-month-old, was scheduled to be deported to Honduras by U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement. But rather than heading to the airport, she went to the Unitarian Church. Chavez, who was actually Mormon, was connected to the church through a local activist group.
There's the idea of kind of the democratic process of your congregation. There's mm-hmm. the legal ramifications, but then there's also logistical, right? How did you make sure your church was ready to house someone like that?
Well, you know, it's almost like having a baby. You can't be ready enough. In some sense, you know, your life is going to be turned upside down, and you try to prepare for that, but we've got some guests, and so we need to just be a little more mindful about what we're doing.
Mm-hmm. Is there just a different feel, maybe, that you've taken this step and that it's become a true sanctuary in that way? Does the church feel different to you?
It does feel different. It has provided us with a tremendous sense of purpose.
Goldsmith says it's been a huge group effort. They have hundreds of volunteers of many different faiths who take turns helping Chavez with shopping, laundry, and anything else she may need. He says they've even inspired some other local churches to consider becoming sanctuaries. Chavez's immigration case is uncertain, and Goldsmith understands that this situation is not ideal. But still, he's really enjoying the company.
The six-year-old has literally stolen the hearts of everybody who is on that volunteer committee. And everyone is just waiting online to hold the six-month-old, who's gorgeous, and you know, watching her, you know, crawl for the first time, watching her just cruise, holding onto a table and move. It's just fabulous. They're our children, you know, and how this happened, it's almost miraculous. But it's just a beautiful experience in not just offering sanctuary, but the blend of the sanctuary family with the volunteers, with the congregational members. It's just been truly a rich experience for all.